Oh, yeah, we'll be stroking. That is our theme song for the Paddler's Report, sponsored by No Wake Outfitters. You will find them at 1926 Airline Drive over in Metairie. Got the latest outdoor gear that's used for fishing in the local area. Also have paddle sports equipment, kayaks for you paddlers. Also fly tying, fly fishing classes offered from time to time. And an extensive fly shop. They are a specialist if you like to do some fly fishing. And also, they make you look good while you're doing it. Got some great sharp-looking apparel. Check it out. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. And joining us is one of our field reporters, Eric Mohabarak. And, Eric, I guess you heard the news about our buddy Chris Weaver bagging a nice deer, huh?
Yeah, man, I sure would like to congratulate him on that. I know he can't hit him with a gun, but, you know, he got that 150 on him hard, you know. But, you know, the sad part is when people come stall that deer, I could have been eating some of that sausage you'd have made. It could have been real good.
Yeah, it went so fast. I mean, we were no more than 10 minutes behind him, and somebody must have saw the accident and pulled over and threw it in the back of the truck and kept on going. Whoever did that, if you're listening, text me and tell me you got a deer. It was just before you got on the Atchafalaya Spillway Bridge on I-10. And if you were there on, I want to say it was Thursday, was it Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. Text me, 504-260-1870, and I hope you're enjoying that venison. He said he hadn't got a deer, in a while, or maybe it was his first deer. I don't know, but he used a great weapon to get it.
I know. And there ain't no problem. At least he kept rolling on down the road, made that woodcock hunt. That was nice, too. But that sausage would be good, Don.
I know. And I tell you what, it would be tenderized, too, man, the way he hit that deer going really fast. I'll tell you, he's lucky he didn't get in an accident or have that airbag in his face driving at 70 miles an hour on I-10. That's really dangerous, you know?
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Definitely, Don.
Well, you don't run into that problem with a kayak, huh? You don't run into too many deer paddling a kayak, do you?
No, but I have seen them crossing the bayou before, and actually I've seen some nice deer crossing the bayou, you know? The hogs, too. Yeah, definitely, you know. I'm sure if you put a little corn at them, hogs would be on it. You'd be able to hunt out of them.
Well, Eric, Southeast Louisiana Kayak Club had their tournament at the Point of Chien, and I got a great report came in, I'm going to share in a little while, from a fisherman that was down there this week. How did it go?
The Murphys took first and second place. You know, Chris Murphy took first, and then his wife Jamie took second place, and then Brett Hotard took third place, and Santiago took fourth place, and Chris Murphy took the leopard red spot too. But it was evidently a good tournament, a little tough fishing, they said, during the day, but everybody had a great time, and they ate some food and stuff like that, and it went on and so forth and so on, and it sounded good, you know.
Let me tell you a little story about that leopard red for people who don't know what that is. They give a prize for the redfish that has the most dots. You know, redfish got the dots on the tail, and sometimes it's two, one on each side, but other times they just dotted with them all over. They started calling that a tiger red maybe 20, 25 years ago. And I told them, y'all better check the zoo. A tiger has stripes. Spots are on leopards. So they started calling it the leopard red instead of the tiger red. And I'm going to take credit for that name. But anyway, let's move on to Hopedale. What's been going on over there?
Well, we've been having some reports coming out that what if they said the water was a little low and dirty, but they've been catching a few sheephead and some redfish, you know, but after this front, you know, it's going to get turned on in them little deep water canals and stuff, you know, and go check that out over there. I recommend that also.
One of your favorite spots, Myrtle Grove. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I think we're going to kill the fish there really bad when this front hits. But they've been catching some reds there and a little handful of trout and stuff like that. But it should be on fire with the trout once, you know, this front comes in. You know, I'm personally not going to go sit in a kayak. If I go, I'll take the sun and go off the bank. You know, it's just too cold to be out there for me.
Daryl Carpenter mentioned fishing along Highway, not 23, but Highway 1. I imagine that's good. But also down at 23 has been good. What do you think about Highway 1? That's a nice, easy spot to slip in and you stay close to the truck.
Yeah. As long as you got the deep water, you know, like the telephone pole hole, that'd be good right there. You could go hit the telephone pole hole and slip in right there and do it. But, man, make sure you know, with these kayaks, I don't care how good you are. Make sure you got some clothes with you in the boat, in the truck. Bring two pairs, because if something happens, you ain't got much time.
You're right.
With this water. You know, I mean, hypothermia is going to set in. I don't know how fast it can set in, but that's how fast it's going to set in. You know,
right, yeah, Eric. Joe Brown Park. Now, I'm going to give out some rainbow trout stocking locations, but Joe Brown was not on my list. They kept that a secret. I didn't know they had stocked Joe Brown Park in New Orleans with the rainbow trout. What's going on over there with them?
Yeah. Well, I know they've been hitting it kind of hard, and a few people have caught some. I only heard of one limit being caught. Our girl Robin's supposed to be going over there. She said she was going to try and hit it up. I'm sure I'll get a report from her, and I'll let you know. I'll text you or something. Let's see how she does. But, they stock the ponds every year, you know. They said they've been catching them on corn and worms, and somebody caught a couple on a spinner. But, you know, that's what I'd use. I'd get the gulp, too, you know, the gulp trout bait or whatever. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, these fish are used to eating, like, dog food. So anything that looks like dog, I don't know if dog food would work even. You know,
I think you can chum them up with dog food, you know, and then fish over the hole. And you can do the same thing with a can of corn. You know, dump the corn in there and then fish with it, because they're used to eating that, too. You know, the spinners, when people hear spinner, it's not a spinner bait like you fish for bass.
Right.
It's an inline little feathered spinner, kind of almost a cross between a spinner and a fly, I think is what really is effective if you want to use artificial. But they're fun to catch, and I'm sure they kept that a secret. I didn't get any information on Joe Brown, but some kind of way the word must have got out, and hopefully Robin can catch some and send us some pictures and a report on that.
You know what, too, Don? I'm sure that Justin over at No Wake Outfitters could help him with maybe a fly that they could put
Absolutely.
On a game pole or on a fly rod and flip out there and check that out. I'm sure he's got something that'll mimic a piece of food or something like that that they used to eat.
You know who catches them on the fly rod is Sarah Giles. She's really good at it. We filmed a show with her in Baton Rouge at one of the stock parks, and she was wearing them out. She does good with that fly rod.
Yeah, she does. That's for sure. Definitely.
Well, Eric, anything else before we go?
Well, if you're brave enough to go out there, bring some clothes because you're going to need it. And if not, just sit on the sofa and drink hot chocolate, look out the window. Hopefully we don't get no snow, and protect your pipes and stuff like that. Flip your kayak over if it's outside, get all the water out of it. You don't want it cracking. But other than that, man, y'all have a great day, you know?
All right. And I got a name just text in for that bat, and you may have fished with this. A Meps rooster tail. Remember that?
Yes. Yes,
that's a good one for the rainbow. That's a good one.
And
thanks for that listener that sent me that. Appreciate it. All right, thanks for your report, Eric. We really appreciate it, my friend. Let's see if Weaver can top his deer, maybe, huh?
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't think he wants to. I think he needs to bring a rifle instead of a truck.
That's right, a crossbow, something, anything.
All right, Eric, have a good one.
All right, have a good one, Don.
We're kind of picking on Chris, and I know he's it'd be interesting to find out how much damage that was on his truck. It didn't seem to be extensive, but boy, that stuff can add up. All right, we come back after this. You know what time it is. It's Bad Boy the Outdoors time, and I'm also going to give you some locations to go try those rainbow trout. Doesn't matter what the weather is, these areas are very close in and fishable. We'll be back to tell you about it right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.